Our next speaker, who will get a medium word and probably the last word as we go forward, is Ksenia Gasik from Clemson.
So. Thank you. A bit short here. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm going to go through a few first slides, kind of covering what Trevor already started with the fieldbook, and then go into how I collect the data with the fieldbook in the field or lab, and how we upload it to the breeder information management system, and then play with it. So some statistical stuff and everything that Gennaro was asking for, we have that capability through the BIMS, but it would be neat to have at least a glimpse in the field. I agree with that. Right now what I'm doing, I have a previous year data under the tab. That's a nice info summary that within the fieldbook you have, so you can actually see everything on the page without just the three info lines. But those info lines are really nice. Okay, so basically that's what's going to be happening in this talk. Trevor mentioned, you know, my program is fairly young, but even being 10 years old, I started using books and writing in the books and then couldn't read my own writing. And then I started with starting with something like this, which is the field-based mobile Windows, which is basically, again, typing into the Windows spreadsheet and then exporting, and then there's no way of searching because you every different day you type different words for the same thing. Then after that, I tried to do the Access database to develop it on the tablet and do that, and luckily Trevor developed the fieldbook, and so now it's 4 or 5 years already that I'm using the fieldbook, and I'm never going back to any of these, because this is the biggest difference is being able to see your data immediately after you get to your desktop. And so that changed a lot how I do things and how I'm sampling stuff in the field and how I'm making decisions in the field, because I'm capable of comparing stuff immediately through the database that I'll feature in the following slides. So some of these things Trevor already showed, how the screen looks like and then what you can see and all the traits that they have. And as the time went, there are newer traits that they're adding, which are all really good. And it doesn't really matter which crop you work with, you can actually adopt it to your particular crop. You just have to, for some things, you have to have a bit of imagination, but other than that, it really works well. The biggest improvement the moment I started using it is being able to have photos labeled accurately. Usually, if you take the photos, you know, you either put a piece of paper that you never know, you never have a printer ready, so you print it nicely, you scramble something, or you're in the field and you organize it in the grass or somewhere. With this one, you have your sample names preloaded in the sheet, and when you look at that field, when you take the picture, that's what you have. I basically have field book on my phone, so if I forget my app, I have on the phone. And so it's here, and I actually opened this one on the tablet, and so you can see even the picture I took, and so you can see even the picture that you've taken. One of the things is that the size of the memory, and this is the digression from the but which I learned on the tablets, is really important, because 2 weeks ago, my tablet said, not enough memory, you cannot take the pictures. And so then I would go to my phone and take the pictures. So I basically purchased the micro cards, but Fieldbook doesn't see it. So that's something, please improve, so it can use any memory that it sees within the tablet, because I had to go then in the field, select the file, move them to the micro card to free the memory on the tablet to take new pictures. So those are some tiny things. Okay, so some of the things in the Fieldbook app, what you have to understand is that you have to prepare your file before you go out in the field and, or in the lab to collect the data. So with the field, the tree fruit breeder That's not a problem. My trees live for several years in the field before I actually evaluate them. So I already know where they are. I can make a list and I can upload it. With something that's annual, maybe, you still have to wait till you sow the seed, till it grows. So you still have time to prepare it, but it might be maybe a shorter time for you to do that. So after you have your data, you import it into the app, and the most important thing is you cannot have duplicates in your unique ID. And so you have to figure out how you make the unique ID, and in the database that I'm going to feature later, you'll see how we dealt with one way of dealing with that. So these are the export formats, which I really like. There are two ways of exporting your data. You can export them as a table, like typical Excel file that you can go in and filter and look at, or as a database file, which is really neat because it records exact date and time and the name of person that took the data. What I learned recently and contacted Trevor to double check is that you have to enter the name of the person taking the data before you take the data. Because if there's no data and you want to enter it later on, the app doesn't take it. So when you export it, it's empty. I mean, it's easily fixable. You add your name and import it. But certain things you just have to, if you give your tablet with the app to somebody to take the data for you, then you have to tell them to change their name in the person information so you actually know who took the data. If there's any question why the data disagrees or something's wrong or something's funny or interesting, you can track down who took the data. And so vision why we started working and on developing that breeding information management system is basically to streamline all of those fun things that we do in the field. So what we observe, to be able to see it immediately, analyze it, and make decision upon that. And so to make it in a manageable style, so there's as little as possible errors, because believe me, there are errors even with the field book. We are humans, so we make them all the time. And to be able to compare them so we can store, manage, archive, and analyze. We can also fully integrate the data with all of these features that Suk and Meg showed before, with existing databases, with the molecular data that they are, because the phenotype data is the only thing in my brain that's missing from that whole picture. We are all generating massive amounts of molecular data, and there are ways of storing them or analyzing them or accessing them, but phenotypic data is the hardest to standardize, because people all have their way of taking them, and even worse is getting them in some sort of format or manageable way, because it's always like post-season and you have to hire somebody, or you have to sit and for a few months to type in the data in the system so you can actually access it and do anything with it. So NRSP 10 was great because it allowed me to do what I anyway do in the field, but actually use it in a much more efficient way. So it saves a lot of time and makes me more efficient in what I do. These are the components of the BIMS. So the one of the biggest things that breeders want, they want to be able to archive the things or to save the database at the current time on their own machine. Right now, the database exists in the Washington State University cloud or the computer system, but anytime in a point, if you want, you can download it to your computer and have it. So that's a neat thing. Of course, to manage breeding, import data, edit and download, search and compare, use Fieldbook app to collect the data and upload to the BIMS. That was the biggest feature. And actually analyze it through the tools in the management system and make decisions, basically, based on your own data. This is how the BIMS looks like. Okay, so this is... Can this be put here, or there's no room? Because it's...
It can't be careful with the table there.
Or maybe just a bit like this, because it's hard to see. Okay, yeah. Because I know we have to use the cursors to show. Okay, so this is how the BIMS Home page looks like. You have to have an account in the GDR to log in and then go to the tools. And on one of the tools, first thing, I think it's BIMS, first or second. And then you click there, and then it, if you have your database, it goes into it straight. If you don't, you can see the publicly available demo database from Cherry, or you can create one and start uploading your data. So this is the example of the database that we uploaded with my data and started playing and adding feature. You can actually, as I said, archive complete breeding program data to PC and view history of archiving. You can add members. The members have to have an account in the GDR, and then you can add them and give them the privileges to just view or actually edit the program. Any new program that you create, you have to add privileges to the people you want. So it doesn't automatically translate between the two programs. If I, let's say, have a rootstock program and a cultivar development program, then I would have to do it for each of the programs. And then you go into the program management and members, and then you enter members there. You can actually view the existing traits and trait detail. You can see the statistical data for each of the traits, and you can edit, add, delete traits in admin menu. You can actually do anything in admin menu in each of these separate categories. So here... So this is the trait. When you click there, this list will pop up, and then you will see all of the traits that you have in. The neat thing is that you can use it to create your traits for the Fieldbook app, and you can also export the traits from your Fieldbook app that you created in the app, if it's easier for you, and upload it into the BIMS, and it's going to populate this box here. Just have to remember that if you're using several different gadgets, like I have a phone and a tablet, and my technician has a tablet, to standardize your traits in all of the gadgets you're using, because the each app is a unit for itself, and so you have to have something that's same. Because whenever I'm playing with the BIMS and I'm uploading things, it says error, trait doesn't exist, and it's usually spelling thing or something, you know, big capital T or little or something that I use. And so the neat feature here is that, let's say here we selected the blush as a trait, and then you can see here the description, what that you can, that's something you put into when you create the trait. You can put a description if you want. You don't need to. That's not obligatory, but it's nice to have it if you use somebody else to collect the data for you so they understand what they need. One other feature that I just remembered, if you have something that requires person to know what they're looking for, like a shape of the fruit, or and then you can actually upload a picture into the app, and they can click and see the under the resources and see how the fruit should look like to be, I don't know, round, oblate, heart shape, or whatever. So that's a really neat thing, because usually students are not trained to know how or what is round or oblong, and then we have a sheet of paper how the fruit should look like, but it's a need to have that picture actually in the field when they're collecting the data. So here's the trait. You can view all of the trials. Anything that you collect, you name under the trial, and then you upload the file, you pick the trial for which you would name upload the data. At the beginning, I did not understand how I'm going to do it, but now, basically, the way I'm doing it, I'm naming it based on the field that I'm evaluating and uploading every year that I'm collecting data under the same trial. Because it's the same field, I'm just collecting data for more than 3-4 years, so I want to be able to have them under the same trial. As I said, it's you just have to understand what is it that you're doing and how your program works, and then everything else is really logical, how you actually upload your data and how you manipulate and look at your data. So you can here see the list of the trials that we uploaded the data, and some of these actually were done by the GDR group, because at the beginning, believe me, I could not manage it. But now it's like yesterday's news. I mean, I live in this database every day. And so you can click on the trial name. You actually could read that and the new add new trials, edit, remove, similar like you could do for the traits in the previous slide. So I can do it this way, yes. And so here is where you add it. And then down here, if you see the statistical data button, if you click it, you can see the actual statistical view of the trait that you selected here. So this is the blush, and it gives you the minimum, maximum, and it gives you distribution for the all of the individuals that are phenotyped under that trial. So if you want to go and do some specific searches, there's an option for that too, but then you have to specify what are you looking for. Are you looking for some certain cross? Because in my case, which I realized very soon, this doesn't mean much because it's the whole field, and within that field I have up to 20, 30 crosses. And overall, I'm not interested in that much, maybe in a blush, because my goal is to be 50% and higher. But for some other traits, I want to see within the actual cross how the distribution is and how the individuals perform. Data import, that's a big thing. If you never used BIMS or the field book, then my suggestion would be to save your headaches, create your files in the BIMS, export them for the field book, upload, do the data collection, because then upload of the data to the BIMS will be seamless. Because we all started before this happened, we have our ways of taking the data. And so before the BIMS was developed, I started using Fieldbook to see if we can actually adopt it and use it for fruit trees. And then I created my files and my traits manually in a computer. And of course, when you want to upload that into the database needs to know where the stuff goes and it's associated with what. So there are templates that you can download to populate that, which is a pain, believe me. That was one of the big things before we actually found the field book that prevented us to have data in the database and actually using it. So it's not a big deal to standardize it, but it takes time. Once you learn what features you need, you can download the whole suite of tabs in one Excel file and then populate them, or you can just upload certain data, maybe crosses or accessions or actually phenotypic data. The phenotyping data is the last segment. So if you're mentioning some accession there or some field or trial and it doesn't exist in all these other sections of the database, that's going to be the pop-up error while the data are not uploaded. But that's a logical thing when you think about that. Yeah, I'll be quick. So this is basically the templates and how they look, and then how you can upload them through the BIMS. You select the data, upload, and as you upload, there is a table that tells you what's going on with your data, in what process of checking they are, and if there are more tabs in that upload file, it's going to tell you how it's progressing and where it failed, and there is a view field where you can actually see the errors, which helps you actually go back and correct it. So that's really neat. Of course, Fieldbook app management and upload is much better. The one key thing is the way you name your columns in the BIMS have to be the way they're labeled in the app. So they have to agree. And if they don't, it's, again, easily fixable. You just go into the file, then you change the names, and you re-upload, and it works. So all of that is fairly quick and easy until you learn the way you want to operate with the Fieldbook app and the database. Of course, I already mentioned you can generate an input file. And one of the big things was for me, when I plant the trees, I make the little notes, okay, this is the row, this is the tree 1 to 50, and this is the cross. And I wanted to be able to create the Fieldbook file that has all each individual tree separately. And so until they are named, they just have a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so that feature now exists in the Fieldbook, and we have a little field a space where you can put some unique identifier as a field name or something to create unique IDs for your individual trees. And so this is featured here. Search germplasm, I already covered that, by properties and trait values. This is really neat, but most, you, of course, in any of these steps, you can save and download what you searched and what you selected. So that's as well as you can download the whole database. All of these features are available on all of these pages. But one of the neat features is that you can add additional information if you want. There is an option to check boxes which information you want to add in your file that you download or display on the screen. Also, one of the new features is you can compare two different years when you collected the data, and you can see there in the graph. If you here collect the data years, you see 2011, 2012, and the bloom date, you can see the differences in the bloom date between the 2 years for the same material. This is just the demo data for the that was put in there for us when you play with it, but I'm now going to be able to do that with my data when I upload this year data. I don't have data from last year. We did not have peaches. Just so you know why I don't show my data today. And so the future development is we want to be able to search by genotypes, so to utilize all of these great things that they've shown that exist in GDR. Then we want to generate individual accession report. That's what breeders want. And sometimes when you find something we want, you want to get that data in some type of a report if you want to create your file of the advanced accessions that you want to trial outside with the growers or maybe even release as a cultivar. Data editing option, you sometimes see that you made a mistake and it's a pain if you have to re-upload the whole file, so be able to go just to that data point and correct it is a neat feature. And of course, breeders' decision tools. And all of the previous talks covered many, many features, modules, and tools that are existing. And anything you find useful for you, it's really good if you would share that with the BIMS developers, because believe me, they can do magic and incorporate many things that we think will never work together, because that's not what we do. This is just a funding and acknowledgement, and all of the people here in the room that you gave a talk are responsible for actually me being so happy when I go into the field and when I collect my data, because I can see what I'm doing. So, thank you.